With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. As the busy summer season gets underway in various tourism hotspots around the state, the Blackfeet Nation bordering Glacier National Park is taking more time than the state of Montana to reopen the reservation to tourists due to concerns about COVID-19. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
For more than 25 years, Blackfeet tribal member Daryl Norman has set up dozens of teepees near his home on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation, providing guests from all over the world with a unique place to stay while exploring neighboring Glacier National Park.
Hello!
Come in, let me get my mask.
Yep.
Come right in.
The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council approved a Phase 1 reopening plan June 4th. It has since been amended, according to a spokesperson for Blackfeet COVID-19 Incident Command, but the tribe has not published official details on its Phase 1 plan. Blackfeet Incident Command says a 14-day quarantine order and lodging restrictions for non-reservation residents remain in place. Sitting in his home gallery, full of traditional Blackfeet-style paintings and art, Norman says it's frustrating because it's unclear whether the tribe will extend those restrictions before they're set to expire June 30th.
Bookings are still coming in, and we can't give any. All we can say is we're closed through June. And then we doubt that we were not going to open the camp, the teepee camp, after that. Cost, whether, you know, just all the things considered, would probably be not the wisest thing to do.
Tribal leaders say the population here is vulnerable to COVID-19 and the restrictions have helped spare residents from the pandemic. While Norman hopes to salvage his season by mostly selling artwork, he understands the tribe's caution.
We don't want to be the ones who bring in the first case.
But tribal member Nathan St. Gador says local leaders aren't listening to the economic concerns of businesses like his. He owns Johnson's of St. Mary Restaurant and Campground, perched on a hill overlooking Glacier National Park's now closed east entrance.
I mean, our authority, you know, is the tribal council, and right now they want to stay closed. And I think it's really frustrating on our end is because I personally think that social distancing enforcement is more realistic than just total shutdown.
Tribal leaders and park officials say they are negotiating when the east gate of the park just outside of the reservation's boundary will open. St. Gador says if it doesn't open this year, he'll likely have to shutter the business his grandfather started 70 years ago.
Right.
Good.
With things on the reservation at a standstill, communities on the west side of the park are welcoming back tourists. At the gate near West Glacier Friday, rangers let eager visitors know parking was limited.
It's just so busy, yeah. The head of the lake, Lake McDonald Lodge, parking filled up around 10 or 9:30 this morning, so pretty early, so yeah.
Tribally owned businesses say the tribe needs to either provide economic relief or to open back up to tourists in order for them to survive. Some are frustrated Blackfeet leaders haven't specified what it will take for the reservation to welcome visitors back without quarantine or testing requirements. Robert DeRozier is the Blackfeet Incident Commander.
It's a $1 million question, as far as I'm concerned. I can't predict the future, nor will I try. I can't tell you that we're going to open 5th of July, 6th of July, 4th of July. It's impossible for me to say that.
Glacier attracted 3 million people last year, who spent more than $100 million in Glacier County, which encompasses the Blackfeet Reservation. DeRozier says he understands the tribe's decisions are causing economic pain, but he says it's his job to look at this as an issue of protecting human life and not an economic crisis. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting from the Blackfeet Indian Reservation.